set. And it's going to be Jane, who's stepping up to the microphone right now, then Sandra Waddick, and then Harriet Hart. Jane Fallon, another woman with a gorgeous voice, and she's been winning awards left and right, West Coast, East Coast, South Gulf, Canadian border, singing songwriter. She's just crazy good. She's going to sing a song for us tonight. Let's hear it for Jane Fallon.
I'll sing a song. Thank you. Public service announcement. I will be at Grattan. Main Street's open micers are featured this Friday, hosted by the wonderful Gail Picard, whom you will see coming up. And the opener will be Mark Hastings. And I'm going to actually use his piano for a song or two, if he allows me, and it's going to be a great night. Special guest star will be my son Patrick, making his open mic debut. And so come on down. Speaking of sons, this is along the vein of what Ann Sandstrom's song was about. The college shootings. I teach at a college, community college. And they asked in the day who was really worried. Half of the hands went up. But I was driving through Virginia to see my son right after Virginia Tech. And I saw the signs, we're with you, Tech. And I thought, you know, I headed down Highway 84 to Ohio and Virginia so many years when my kids were in school. And I brought them all back alive. And that's what this song's about.
Miles from Port Jervis on Highway 84. I can't help remembering that I passed this way before. I drove a boy out to school, I drove him back a man. And I can't count the many times I've seen that stretch of land. There are those who say I could have spent my time more wisely. Learned something new. Might have helped with my success. Could have given him a car. I could have put him on a plane. I could have packed up all his stuff. Could have shipped them both by train. Instead, we folded his long legs and most of his belongings and filled my white Toyota door to door and headed out on Highway 84. Sharing our philosophies, the world would be a better place left up to him and me. A comfort when we took wrong turns and yelling at the trucks and getting caught in road work and and cursing our bad luck. And there are those who say we should have spent my time more wisely. Learned something new, might have helped with my success. I could have given him a car, I could have put him on a plane, could have packed up all our stuff, could have shipped him all by train. Instead we folded his long legs and most of his belongings and filled my white Toyota door to door and headed out on Highway 84. In Blacksburg, Virginia, today they shake their heads, try to comprehend how 32 are dead. My mama sent her babe to school and let go of his hand to a quiet and protected place to grow and be a man. Out of the nest and on his own, so sad the bird that's barely flown, shot down from the sky, who never will fly. Yes, I might have spent my time more wisely, done something that was more important, I suspect. But of all the things I'm thankful for up there on that list are those long miles and those short years. I'm glad I didn't miss filling my Toyota door to door and heading out to college, him.
Jane, Thank you, Jane. Jane Fallon, Highway 84.